This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Celebrated British composer Joby Talbot has written for film, television, and ballet. Now at 43, he's composed his first opera that gets its world premiere by the Dallas Opera tonight. Everest tells a tale pulled together from survivor stories, including that of North Texan Dr. Beck Weathers. This opera was Gene Shear's idea. For years, the librettist, who successfully worked on the Dallas Moby Dick premiere 5 years ago, had been captivated by the 1996 Everest expedition when 8 climbers died.
It seems to be about both really big sort of existential themes coupled with these challenging circumstances that these people found themselves in. You're dealing with both the big and the small.
Shear sold Joby Talbot on Everest, especially, says the composer, on creating a sound world around the peak.
There's like the voice of the mountain. That was something that was one of the very first thoughts I had. Gene was talking about including a chorus. I mean, I thought, well, it's not just the chorus representing the voice of the mountain. It's going to be the music doing that too. I was looking for the sound to kind of represent this fickle, terrifying entity, rock cracking under the pressure and the cold and the wind, you know, perpetually whistling past.
Baritone Craig Verne was immediately thrilled by what he heard.
Joby has brilliantly incorporated lots of breaths so that we can move with our body and gasp for air in between words, in between phrases, to give the illusion that we really are suffering from hypoxia.
Verm's character is one of the doomed climbers. Aided by a guide, he sings of his desire to reach the summit.
Let's do it! Come on! Let's do it! Let's do it!
I say over and over, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, where each word has its own note, and they're very short and punctuated.
Shear and Talbot focused on just a few personal stories, including that of Dr. Beck Weathers. Weathers was near the summit when his eyesight failed. He remembers guide Rob Hall's parting advice.
"I want you to promise me that you're going to stay here until I come back." And I said, "Cross my heart, hope to die, I'm sticking." It never occurred to me that he would never come back.
That's when a blizzard blew in. Two groups of climbers left an unconscious Weathers for dead and accepted Everest practice. But he awoke from a coma 15 hours later and stumbled into camp frostbitten. One question this opera poses, why risk death at 29,000 feet? For Weathers, climbing released him from suicidal depression. For Verm, also a climber who trekked the same Colorado mountains Weathers first climbed, the answer's a little different.
What draws me to performing is very much the same things that draw me to the mountains. There is an aliveness, a mixture of being 100% physical, 100% emotional, 100% spiritual experience. And you're exhausted, but you've never been more alive.
That's what composer Talbot, librettist Shear, and the Dallas Opera hope the audience feels with Everest. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. Come on, let's do it.